Ojraeca.
Okay, we're in the bottom of Shkoyach Elio and Rabbi Yoel for the Gan Tzavach. Okay, we're in the bottom of Chavbeis and Abbeis. I know the first really 10-15 lines are part of Chazor. We'll do it quickly. V'om Rabbi Yoel Yechidam Mishum Rabbi Shem Ben Yoel Tzadok. Kol tam l'chocham she'enu noikim v'noiter k'nochosh. Any tam l'chocham that is not noikim, taking the kama, take revenge, v'noiter, and bears a grudge k'nochosh like a snake. Any tam l'chocham is not a real tam l'chocham. Coming off the same concept we just had with Shaul, he was, you know, wasn't moich when there was a pagam in his cover of the Malchus. So to this Talmud Chacham, that's not noikim v'noiter, is a problem. In a Talmud Chacham. What are you talking about? The Apostle says, l'sikim v'sitri, not allowed to take revenge. They're not allowed to do natir or bearing a grudge. And for the Gemara, who be mom, and that's when it comes to mumminess dikah, when it comes to financial zachin, who the chziv. The Tanya's, we've seen the Braisa. Ezihi nikima, what's considered revenge? Ezihi natira, what's considered natira of l'sitri or bearing a grudge? Nikima, what's nikima? Omer lo yashleini magolcho, omer lo yilav. Reuven asked Shimon, can I borrow your magol, your sickle? He says, no. L'mochah, the next day, Omer lo, Shimon asked Reuven, who is Shilani Kadimcha? Can I borrow the hammer? Omer lo, so Reuven answers, asks, Omer lo, Reuven answers back, Eini Mashiach, no, I'm not going to lend you, because they're actually Hishal Tani. You do, you lend me, so I'm not going to lend you. Zuhin Nikama, that's Nikima, that's Loisika, and that's revenge. Vezi Nitiro, what's Nitiro? Omer lo, Hishilani Kadoimcha, Reuven asks Shimon, can I please borrow your axe? Omer lo, no. Lemochar, Omer lo, Hishilani Chalukcha, Shimon asks Reuven, can I borrow your cholok, your shirt, your jacket? Omer lo, yeah, sure, hey, look here, you could take it. Hey, Nikimashka, I'm not like you, Shaltani, where you don't lend me, I do lend. Zui Nitiro, that's Nitiro. Rav Kopan, we see, it was mumness that when it came to financial, financial decisions, that's where Nikima and Nitira is. But Stam, non-financial, that's not included in the Isser, and that's what he meant to say. Fret Kamara. Fitzair de Guf Aloy, really Stam Tsar of the Guf, not mumness is not included in the Isser, Nikoma, and Isser Nitira is not Osir. Vatani the Bryce says, I love him, Venim Ovim. Shavim Charpos of Enim Ishim. The people who are embarrassed, disgraced, and don't disgrace back. The people who hear, Bizyon is said about them and don't answer back. The ones who do because of Avas Hashem and they're happy when they get Yisurim because you know against what they're doing good. And the lovers of the Eibishter are like the sun coming out in their great might. We see, although maybe not a pasuk, it's not mamish nikima netira, it's not an often a lav, but we see how good it is not to bear grudges, not to hold against somebody else. So how could it be, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that Tam Chacham has to be noikim v'noiter kinochesh like a snake? You're right. He can't fear us, he can't do anything physical. What Yechon just meant was to keep it in your heart. Be upset at the person, like Rashi adds in over here, is that if somebody else is going to be bothering or taking, you know, hurting yet a guy, you won't stop it because you know he's taka nish good. You know he taka was mevaza the melucha or mevaza the Torah, the kavod haTorah. So just hold it in your heart. That's what he meant to say. That's taka not osur. That's what Talmud Chacham should do because to keep the kavod haTorah. But you're right. It won't actually fear ois any action against that person on his own. Fret Gemara still. Anybody who's maver al midos, if Imamish erases from his heart any midos, anything bad about anybody, he's totally, numbed it or removes it from him. We see maver le'akol peshov. The Eibishter also jumps over, skips over any of his sins. Again, we see you should like almost forget about it. You shouldn't even reckon with it at all. And for the Gemara, the mefayis ulei mefayis. That's talking about when the person who ba'avled taka came over and apologized and appeased you and tried to make amends. That's what you mean. Yeah, you should be maver al midos. You should make amends. But our Rabbi Yochanan is talking about when he didn't do that. He didn't come over to apologize to do tshuva. To make back peace. That's when, as the Kavra Torah, the Talmud Chacham should still be Noikim v'Noiter Kenochash. Which means, again, Beliba, keeping it in his heart. I believe that's where he got into Chazar yesterday, right? Okay, let's continue. Zotik Gemara. Umahi moisim achas eshtayim. The Mishnah said, how did this piece, how does lottery work? They would stick out either one or two fingers. Zotik Gemara. Hash eshtayim moisim. If we're allowed to stick out two, achas mi boy, is that the Mishnah have to tell you that you're allowed to stick out one? Of course. If you can stick out two, you'll stick out one. Amar of Chizda, loy kasha, can be bari, can be chayla. No, here's the difference. The bari and the chayla. Really a bari, a healthy man, he should always stick out one finger. The chayla, a sick person who has a hard time, you know, the fingers, sometimes in the elderly, has a hard time just like sticking out one finger, so his muscles naturally bring out two. That's what the Mishnah means. You're allowed to stick out two. We're not moicha. It doesn't create a problem. We won't disqualify such a kohen. But you're right. Typically, a typical kohen would stick out one. A chayla, who has a harder time is sticking out one, he can stick out two. He's not disqualified. V'hatanya, as we see in the Braisa. Achas might seem, you should stick out one finger. Shtayim, it might seem, don't stick out two fingers. But medvar mur, when is this said? Bibari, that's by a healthy koyin. Our bechoyla, a sicker koyin, has a harder time. Afilu shtayim might seem, you even allowed to stick out two fingers. Yes, as we'll see in the Bryce in 1 minute, hold on 30 seconds, we'll see, the Bryce says clearly, it was still counted as one individual, not counted as two individuals, but he's sticking out two, correct. And that's the Chayla and the Rishonim and Moir, unless it's Rashi over here, no, I think it's the other Rishonim. Obviously, we're not talking about a really sick Kayin. A really sick Kayin can't even do the Avoida. All these Piyasin, these Piyasins are to do the Avoida. Right? Obviously, he's a Shracher for whatever exactly external reason. He's not able to stick out his one finger. He needs to stick out two fingers. But obviously, he's correct. The Braisa can use Vahayachidim and the Yechidim, I'll talk about it in 1 second what that is. Mertzin Shtayim, they could stick out too. Rashi says Yechidim means Cholim, the sick people. And in Echanami, it's really a total repetition from the very last line. The Cholim, Afilu Shtayim, Mertzin, possibly Rashi had different Girsa, didn't have that first Girsa. Rashi says clearly Yechidim means Cholim, the sick people. They're called Yechidim because they stick to their own. They stand on the side, they're not feeling well. Oh, many of the other Rishonim argue on Rashi. It means the Talmidei Chachamim, the Rabbanan Talmidei Chachamim, because they're not choshen for Ramos, so that's why. Therefore, they can stick out too. What? But Chanano, look at the Bach and many other Rishonim. But Akobanim will read according to Rashi. Vayechidim mitzim shtayim. But ve'imoyin lehem elachas. Even when you stick out the two fingers, they're still always only counted as one coin. So when the Memunah is counting up to 175, and it's going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, even this person who stuck out two fingers is only counted as one. Fetik Gemara, really? When someone sticks out the two fingers, he's only counted as one? V'antani, the Braisa says, someone who's sticking out two fingers, he cannot stick out the shlish, that's the third finger, the middle finger. Not a thumb. Because of the ramais, because those two fingers are very right next to the etzba, the pointer finger, you might come to confuse it as two. But the price of him hoitzi shlish, if he does stick out the shlish, the third finger, the middle finger, we still would count it. Goydol, if he sticks out the thumb, ain't my loy, we don't count it at all. Someone who sticks out their thumb, we mamish whip him with a pekiah. We'll see in a moment what the pekiah was, a special type of whip. But the Gemara's understanding, when the Braisa says him hoitzi shlish, if he puts out the shlish, you count it. We're understanding that you're counting that too. You're counting that shlish, that third finger, that middle finger as a full counting. Isn't it a raya that when he sticks out two, you talk it counted as two, not as one? And for the Gemara, no. When it says we count him, it just means we count him as a person. Don't say that when he sticks out the middle finger, so let's say he sticks out the etzba, the pointer and the middle finger, that we don't count him at all. We disqualify him. Like when he sticks out the thumb, we totally disqualify him. We chuck him out of the whole pious, the whole lottery drawing at all. Don't think that. We do count him. But of course, we're still only counting him as one. We're not counting it as two, the etzba and the shlish being two separate numbers. My pekiah. What's this pekiah? We said the one who sticks out the thumb, he should get whipped with a pekiah. Amarav marda. It's a marda. My marda. What's a marda? Omer of Papa Mitarko de Taya, the Pasuk Resha. It's the whip of the Taya, the Arab merchant, that the top of the whip, it wouldn't be like as a thick leather belt. At the top, a typical whip would be just flat leather all the way. The Arab merchants on the top, they cut it into slits, you know, so it was multiple whips. So when it whips the horse, it gets more, you know, more gesund or more tingling or more whatever it is, a little sharper for the horse. That's why we had this reserved whip to whip the people that would put out their thumb in the Beis HaMikdash. Omar Abaye, Mireish Havi Amina. Initially, I used to think, Hadnan Bembi Boy. This that Bembi Boy in the Mishnah in Shkolim says, Mimuna ala Pekiah. Bembi Boy was the Mimuna, he was an appointed on the Pekiah. Bembi Boy. What? He was Mimuna on the Pekiah. He was Mimuna on the Pekiah. Amina, I used to teach that to mean Pesilta. He was the one that was Mimuna on the Pesilta, on the wicks of the Beis HaMikdash. Kinnan. We see wicks are called pekiya. What do we see? That the Mishnah in Sukkah, the bale michnas akehanim umehem yinayen, from the worn out michnasim, the shorts and the belts. So that old worn out linen, what would they do? They would throw in the garbage? No, they would recycle it. Mehen hayu mafkiin. From there, they would make wicks with that fabric, those worn out clothing. Uvehen hayu malikim, and that's what they would use to light up all the beautiful lights for the Simchas Beis HaSheva and Sukkot, etc. So we see the word wicks is mafkiim. So when the Mishnah says that Bembi Boy was the Mamuna, he was the person in charge of the Pekiya, I used to think it meant the wicks. But Kivun de Shemanu l'hadu Tanya, once I heard the Bryce that we just mentioned earlier, V'loy oyde el shaloykim b'na Mamuna b'pekiya, that the person who sticks out his thumb gets whipped with a Pekiya, and Achaba Pekiya is a special type of Arab whip. Then Amina my Pekiya Nagda, when it says Bembi Boy was the Memuna on the Pekiya, doesn't mean wicks. It means he was the one in charge of that whipping, of that special Arab whip, and maybe doing the whippings if it was ever required in the Beis HaMikdash. Bembi Boy was the Memuna, was the one in charge of it. Not the wickmaster, but the whipmaster. Zokt Rashi. Choyler, the fourth line from the top. Choyler, any yochel lechabish as boizav. It's hard for him to like totally separate his fingers to put out one finger. When he sticks out one finger, naturally the second finger will come out with it. So we allow that. We don't disqualify him because he stuck out two. The sick people, they don't sit with everybody else. They will lay, have to lay on the side. They're not well. Or Yoishim Levadim, they sit on their own. That's what Yechidim means. The sick people. Like I told you, the Bach, all the other many Rishonim argue on that. Even though when he stuck out two fingers, he still only counted as one individual. Together with the pointer, you can't stick out the middle finger, not the thumb, because you shouldn't put out two. But he's not a rami. He's not a real rami. You can still tell it's not two people, because the middle finger and the pointer are not that far away from each other, so you won't confuse it. But the goydel, the thumb, if hoitzi goydel in money like cloud, we disqualify him. We don't count him at all. Element C, Moisam Ibnea, we remove him from the whole circle, from the whole lottery, the whole pious. He's disqualified and chucked out. Hamemuna bepekia, Hamemuna ala Ritsuas Hamalka is the one who was in charge of the special whips. Shlish, etzba shlish, the third finger. If you put it out, you count it. We're counting that finger as a separate number, meaning it's counted as two. And for the Gemara, no, it just meant you count him and we don't disqualify him. Mitarka de Taya, Ritsuas Ishmaelim, the whips of the Ishmaelim, Hasuya, Shoit Lususum, to make the horses run fast. The Pasig Reshe, Lekach Kruya Pekiya, it's called a Pekiya. It's not thick and fat on the top like all the other typical whips. They would cut the top into numerous slats, dakas, thin ones, so the horse will feel it even more. Pisuk, cracks and broken. it's slid open. Come on, Yivale Michnas Echehani Mafkiyim. Moshe Kri, they would cut it. The name is Echeshkolim. Bivoy Shem Ha'ish, that was the name of the person. Hayu Mafkiyim La'asis Psilos L'simachas Beis Hashem'eva. They would cut these worn out clothing to make wicks for the Beis Hashem'eva. Nagdo Ritzuis Malkois straps for whipping. Okay. Good? Everyone's good? Last small line. The Mishnah said that initially they would do a first come, first serve basis. Whoever get what? Now what? No. All right. Okay, we'll be good. Initially, they would run up the ramp, first come, first serve. Eventually, a story happened when they ran up. And one pushed his friend off, he broke his foot, they saw it was a danger, and because of that, they instituted this pious, the lottery system. Toner Abonon, a little different version of a story. Ma'isa b'shnei kehanim, a different story. Ma'isa, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, it's a different story. Ma'isa b'shnei kehanim, we see a story with two kehanim, shayushneim shavin v'rotzin. They're both equal. V'rotzin, they were running, v'olam v'kevish, they got to the top of the ramp. One of them got to the four Amos before the other friend. Now that the loser was very upset, and maybe unfortunately this happens in its 21st century here in America, Nabuch. Not al Sakin, he took a knife, the Tokaloi Beliba, and he stabbed and he killed that Kohen. He killed the Kohen, he killed the other Kohen, he lost, he was upset about losing, he took out a knife and he killed the Kohen. Amr Reb Tzadik, Amayla Tzulam, Reb Tzadik got up and stood on the stairs of the Ulam, V'Amr, Achenu Beis Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, my brothers, Klal Yisrael, Shimu, listen! Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says, Ki Yimotzei Cholo Ba'adama, if you find a corpse on the ground, right, right, that's the Egla Rufa, you find a murdered person, V'yotu Zekenecha V'Shevtecha, we have a whole procedure of the Zekane and the Shevtim going out, bringing a Egla Rufa to get a kapara for one unknown person who got murdered. Onu, Ami Lahavi Egla Rufa, who's going to be the one that will bring the Egla Rufa over here? Al-Hair, the people of the city. Oy Al-Hazarais, the Kehanim who live in the Hazara. We'll see in the bottom of the Amud. He doesn't mean literally to bring an Egel Arufa. It was just to be ma'oyer than to cry more. Attacker, go, kolom, v'chia. The whole Am who heard, the attacker got crying, and they cried out very heavily about this terrible atrocity story that happened. But Avishotinik, the father of this child, this Kohen really means who was killed, came. Umotsuk Shuma Farfer. And he was there when the Kohen was still, you know, gasping, dying in the death throes, but not yet dead. Omar, Harehu Kabarascha. Number one, he said, Zozayne Kapora, this should be a Kapora for Klal Yisrael. And number two, he said, V'adayim b'ni mefarfer, look, my son is still dying, he's still alive, he's not yet dead. V'lo nitma sakin. The knife didn't become tama yet because the guy wasn't dead. Once the guy becomes dead, the knife that's in his chest is touching him and will become tama. But he's not yet dead, so the knife is not yet tama. Let's go pull the knife out, so at least the knife won't become tama. Lamedcha, look from here. We learn from here. Shekosha aleim tyrus kalim yoyser mishvichas damim. We see the concepts of Tyrus Kalim or Tum of the Tyro were more choshev to them, or more kosher to them, more than Metzicha. Look, we'll have one Kohen go kill, and at the very same moment, you'll have the father be worried about the Tyro of the Tum of the knife. Now, I don't know. The Christus. Really, we find this concept. Menashe, this is really by his rishon, but apparently that already created a rifyon in murdering. Murdering didn't become so chomer. Menashe killed dam noki, innocent blood, so much. Mamash filled up Yishlayim Pelapeh. Period. End of this story of these two kohanim racing up the ramp. Which story happened first? this story of the Braisa where the Kohen murdered the other Kohen, or the one in our Mishnah when the Kohen got pushed off and his foot broke. The story of Shvichas Dom happened first. Hashtar Shvichas Dom leitakinu paisa. If when there was a murder that resulted, they were not misakin a piece, a lottery, and nishba ragla takinu. Now when someone broke a leg, now all of a sudden they're going to jump up and start making a takono. We have to do a pious, we have to do a lottery. No more first come, first serve, no more races. Elo, the nishba ragla kodim. You have to say the story of our Mishnah of nishba ragla came first. How could that be? The kibun takinu paisa. We know after the nishba ragla story, they were misakin a pious. If they were misakin a pious, arba amos mayavid sayu. What was this whole running up within four amos, like we saw in the Bryce? They were running up, and he got to top four amos before the other kohen, and then he had the whole murder. Well, they wouldn't be doing this whole thing. They would just be doing the pious of the finger count. Eloilom, rather, we have to say the shvichas dam caught him. Really, of course, the shvichas dam story happened first. Initially, they felt it was akroy ba'alma. That was not the norm. That was clearly a different and abstract story where a person could get up and murder. We can't concern ourselves that that's going to be a recurring theme. That's going to be a problem, and therefore, that was not a reason to be misakin a pious. Rekiva the Chazi, once they saw Afilu Memela, that it could happen even without such axarius of killing, it could happen by itself. Dachvu Gara, with loss of Dachvu push. It could mean an on purpose push, it could mean an incidental push. The Lashon in the Gemara of Memela sounds that maybe Dachav doesn't mean mamish push. It means they're rushing and like, you know, he accidentally shoved. But even if it means on purpose pushed, it's still nothing as cruel and criminal as intentionally killing. But once they saw that, you know, it's more common, afilu mamela also this akona, therefore takinu rabbona paisa, therefore the rabbona were misakin a pais after the nishba raglo story. Let's stop for Rashi. Dr. Rashi. L'chora was only the end. Okay? Yes, true. Seems to be the true. Zog to Rashi, the 12 lines off at the bottom. Al Mailas Ulam Harabais and the Harabais. Ulam is Hari Bonasham Hordas. Hordas built many different rooms over there and Kamar Shakosa Besefer Yosef Ben Gurion, like it says in Josephus. Right? Yosef Ben Gurion is Josephus? Yes. I think that's not Yosefus. I think it is, right? Whatever. But Rashi in numerous places brings down Sefer Yosefus, so I don't know if he read the actual Josephus or, like you say, some transliteration, I don't know, but he read it. He read it. Yeah, right. Al Mailas Ulam Barabais Ulam is Gazina Betesefta. Al Milahavi Mishamich Tiloka Husha bring this Egla Rufa. Minayoshim Beir, the people that live in the city, Oyimina Kehanim Shami Azor, or the Kehanim who live, they watched Azora. Go Tsaku, they screamed out and they cried. Harehu Kaparascham, Misase Tichaper Alechem, your Misa, his Misa should be a Kapora for us. My Arba Amas Mayavid Sayu, Gabi Merutza Shvichas Domim. They were running, which caused a murder. What's the whole running for Amos? They're not doing any running. They're already misakin a pious. Back in the Gemara, we are at the third line from the bottom. We just mentioned in the Brisa earlier, the Reb Tzadik got up and he stood on the steps to the Ulam of Omer. Achinu Beis Yisrael, Shimu, listen. The Gemara at this point was thinking that Tzadik meant literally, we should be bringing an Egla Rufa and asking who should be bringing it. Should it be the Kehanim, who are the watchers over the Azara, or people in Yushalayim? Fertig Gemara, what? Yushalayim, Bas Asui Egla Rufi? Is Yushalayim Bechlau? Could you, city of Yushalayim, ever bring an Egla Rufa? Well, Tanya the Brisa says, Asara Dvorim Nemi Bishalayim. 10 things were said about Yerushalayim. V'zu achas mehem. One of those 10 was the following, turning to the top line of Chav Gimel of the base. Eidu mevi'a Egla Rufa. Yerushalayim can never bring an Egla Rufa. We'll see Rashi in a moment, because when it comes to the parish of Egla Rufa, it says, L'rishta in a city that was in Yerusha to you, and this town is holding that Yerushalayim was not in the Schalkul L'Shvatim. We had this machlokes just a month or two ago, a machlokes from Yehuda and Reb Shimon, or was it Tanakama, or Reb Yehuda and somebody, a machlokes on whether Yerushalayim was bechlal, was it a nachala for no Shvatim, or it was split between Yehuda and Binyamin? Yeah, we saw it twice. We saw it twice. Yes, correct. We saw it twice over the last couple months. But Al-Kobar this time is holding, it was not a nachla to any shevet, and therefore cannot bring an egla rufa. So what's the son talking about egla rufa? Another question. The whole egla rufa is only brought when there's a corpse that we see is murdered, and loy noida mihiko, we don't know who the murderer is. Noida mihiko, over here, we know who the murderer is. We saw Yenek Kayin kill the other Kayin. This whole tsushtel to Egla Rufa was just to bring out more crying, to bring out more tears, to show how chomer it is, the concept of murder that an Egla Rufa is brought when we have a murder we don't know. Just, and as you can see, the Brice of Feared Ice, right after that, the go call Ha'am Bechia, that everyone screamed out bitter, bitter tears. Zokter Ashi, Asar Bottom Rashi, Chav Gimom and Aleph, Asar Dvorim, Babakama, Choshul Perk Meruba goes through what all 10 things are. Tab Rashi, Chav Gimom and Beis, Ein Mevia Egla Rufa, Tichsiv, Ki Motse Choloba Adoma, Lirishta. When you find a corpse on the ground, Lirishta, that you inherited. Yerushalayim is never Yerusha. The Kasover London Schalkel Shvatim, the city of Yerushalayim was not given over to any Shvatim, was not a specific Nachla to any Shevet. It's just, you know, Hefker Lachol. Therefore, there's no Egla Rufa. The Milas Ulam. The Milas Ulam. Okay, I mean, Rashi says anyway, it was not the regular Ulam steps.
It wasn't regular Ulam, but something that he couldn't go because it wasn't a
good one. Shkoyach.